Hello, my fabulous radio listeners, and welcome to another episode of Sex Talk. I'm your host, DJ, soccer mom in SUV, and tonight we have a very, very, very special show. I usually say we have a special show, but tonight's show is especially special because...
Three berries.
That's right, and each berry is it's multiplicative.
It's
geometric. We're geometrically better.
Yes, and the first reason that this is a special show is because...
We're naked.
It's our 10,000th episode. This is our 10,000th episode on the air. And we have not only – we have eight of the Supreme Court justices and the head librarian of the Library of Congress here in the studio listening to us. And this is going to be a show like no other. But – all of those people, as important as they are eclipsed by the true star of today's show, which is, of course, Sharon Mama Spell. Sharon, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Glad to be here.
And a tiny little speck on my ass, a painful sore on my ass that I haven't been able to get rid of, is, of course, DJ Sexopolis.
Dr. Sexopolis.
My co-host. No, I'm just kidding. You're like
a not quite painful sore on your buttocks?
Well, I was going to say, you're actually like a little bit of smooth body wax on the ass of Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Wow. I'm honored to be that close to the ass of greatness.
So hopefully
we can say that word on the air, right?
I'm really confused because that's my cat's name.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
Yes. No, ass.
Really?
Well, that was part of the agreement that my husband said we could get a cat as long as we named it ass.
How does the cat feel about this?
Well, you know.
A little bit traumatized.
My ass sheds and, you know, my ass eats a lot. And
My ass smells like cat food.
My ass does smell like cat food, and my ass had kittens. Three of them.
In a completely non-distracting way, I'm going to ask our producer to turn down the volume in the studio because it's driving me crazy. Did anyone else hear that?
We broke the fourth wall at the moment.
I was just reveling in the thought of my ass.
So how many cats do you have besides your
We're a four-ass family right now.
Wow. I know you can't say all of the names on the air.
Right.
Could you hint at some of the names for us?
Well...
of your vulgarly named cats?
No, well, one is named Pants. One is named Balls. And the other... Balls and his twin are, you know... they're twins.
Two sides of the same coin.
Yeah, and Balls is a little shy, whereas his twin is, you know, more...
upstanding young fellow?
More straightforward, yeah.
I see. So I guess we can guess at the... No.
Synonymous with enough. Rooster.
Rock, duck, rhymes with Sandra Locke. These are clues. Jock.
So, Jock,
TikTok.
Balls, and Pants are the kittens of ass.
Well,
and they're like so cute. I strung up
a Brazilian game show. I don't know why, but I mean, like, I feel like I've won $50.
My pulse is certainly racing.
So, you know, I actually feel like we've introduced you, but Mama, people, I know who you are. Tens of millions of Americans know who you are. People that buy your calendar, your line of swimwear, your beauty products, they all know who you are. But there might be two or three people in Wexford who don't know who you are. So I would like to actually introduce you.
Does this broadcast reach Wexford?
Of course.
I'm asking. No, I don't know. Because
Christine Aguilera is a big fan of ours.
I read on the internet that it reaches like 12 miles radius. 15
nautical miles. So it reaches all the way to Wexford, definitely.
Oh, really?
I actually don't know how far away Wexford is, but...
I don't either. I'm just asking.
Not far enough.
Because I'm not from here. I'm from Mississippi, you know.
It doesn't reach Mississippi.
No, it does not. Unless it's on the internet.
Which it is.
And so it does reach Mississippi that way, but...
I don't think Mississippi has the internet.
Oh, it does because that's how I met my husband.
I'm not sure you can have any new product in Mississippi unless it's being dragged from the back of a truck.
We'll talk about that later. At precisely 11:30, we'll talk about the back of the truck. But
something to look forward to.
I moved here about almost 5 years ago now.
At the back of that truck have AstroTurf in it?
AstroTurf?
Well.
No.
Similar to, you know, Bill Clinton's El Camino.
Wow.
Get that cat out of here.
So, and I've performed comedy cabaret for the last 3 years or so. And
where do you
I'm
perform
a painter.
This?
Different places. I've got my website up and running, mamarama.net.
Wait a minute. Your website is mamarama.net?
Yes.
What happened to .com?
It is owned by somebody else who's not even using it. They use it as a weird bounce page to their...
Jerkweeds.
Yeah.
Cyberheisters. Hey. Anyways, we got a caller who mentioned that our signal does reach Shaler and Mars. And someone else just mentioned that our signal does reach Wexford.
Thank you.
Wow.
Wow, yeah.
Well, thank you very much, suburban radio listeners.
the reason that shocks me is not that our signal reaches so far, but that there are people in the
listening.
Places that are listening. You know, I'm both pleased and shocked. I mean, I feel responsible not to entertain them somehow. Mama, maybe we should sing something.
Oh no, let's save that for later.
Okay.
That's one of the money items. You know,
right.
We want to save that for a.
All right, well, while you Mars and Wexford hotties are stroking, you can just looking forward to.
And for those of you in other outlying suburbs, you can always call up to tell us if you can hear us by calling the following number. It is 621-WRCT.
And you know, by the way, I just heard this news that Pittsburgh is going to have an overlay, which means we're getting a new area code, and it means that so there's two things that happen when you get a new area code. They either take the existing region and sort of carve it up, like, you know, the losers in Wexford get, you know, 828 or whatever, and then the rest you can keep 412. No, they're not doing this. What they're doing is that they're taking the numbers we have are going to stay what they are, and there's going to be a new area code on top of that area, and it means every number you dial is going to be 10 digits. No more 7-digit dialing in Pittsburgh ever.
You're kidding.
Do I look like I'm kidding? Well, maybe look like I was kidding.
Wow, that's
by August.
That's so intensely stupid, I don't have words for it.
I'm speechless.
You heard it first in the show. By August 2001, 10-digit dialing in Pittsburgh, mandatory. Might as well throw away your 7-digit address book.
Wow. I hope they're going to pay for the RSI treatments that I'll need.
Well, I'm going to be offering – in the studio, we're going to be offering mandatory wrist and butt massages for anybody who was damaged by 10 minutes. I mean, you know, those extra 3 digits are probably going to cost the region millions of dollars in extra fees in terms of, you know, hiring more secretaries to dial more numbers. I mean, that's 50% longer almost.
That's – wow. I'm speechless,
more digits.
Which is rare for Dr. Sexop.
So, Mama, this is my question. If you were in charge of the American numbering plan, the North American numbering plan,
would you give Canadians phone numbers? And if so, why?
Oh, I don't want to get political this early in the show. That's another money topic.
I don't speak
but
English.
But I do want to talk about the rash around my eyes and also the blisters on my feet. Because it's just really tearing me apart. It's just really horrible. I've had Band-Aids all over my body for the last 5 days. And
this is because
really
of the time you spent in the barrel on the Navy ship, right?
Now, that's something I'd like to talk about. Because everybody has to get in the barrel at some point.
Very true.
That's
graduate school is all about. Thank
that's
you.
That's what I was telling Mr. Sexopoulos here.
Seven years. Dr. Sexopoulos. 7 years of barrel living.
On one hand, the barrel, I mean, like, if you're in the barrel, like, at the cast party for, you know, Home Improvement and it's Jonathan Taylor Thomas's turn, then sure, you know, there are pluses, there's pluses to being in the barrel. I'm just saying, in general.
You could be at the barrel at the Voodoo Lounge on a Friday night.
When it's trucker night, and then,
right.
And then maybe not such a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, frankly, it's dark in there. How can you tell?
So the barrel has up and down.
Well, that's just. I mean, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Mama, but that's the key question. Can you comment on this? Is a penis just a penis when it's coming through the barrel, or does it matter what's behind it? Does there have to be love and affection behind the penis?
It's almost like the riddle. The, you know, what's the sound of one hand clapping? You know, because when you're in that's Clarence Carter. Clarence Carter. Clarence Carter. Clarence Carter. You know that song?
I have no idea what you're talking about, but I'll nod in the hopes that you don't attack me.
Why would I attack you? I might attack you with song or
right.
Not, you know, physically attack you because I'm a lady in that. But now when you're in the barrel, your perspective is pretty dark. It's like the allegory in a cave, but in a barrel, you know?
Plato's barrel.
Yeah.
Plato's
barrel.
Along many axes, he would have enjoyed that, I think.
Okay, so I didn't mean to interrupt you. So you were in the barrel, and then you got this terrible rash around your eyes and feet.
Yes.
And your feet are bandaged up. I see your left foot is about 50% larger than the other foot. Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Mother of Jesus.
Is that cat scratches?
No, not at all.
Husband scratches?
No, I fell down the stairs.
Okay, this is just like that Luca song.
I ran into the wall.
So what happened? Why do you have this all over body?
Because the eye rash, I have no idea how that happened.
Because you were rubbing your eyes with your feet.
Well, right? Probably because of the beautiful eyelashes I wear at all of my shows. And the glue and resin.
Look, there's no topic more vital and important than the topic of violence against women. And if you are coming in here as a survivor of violence against women to tell us that you were abused, we are ready to support you.
The violence that I suffered with my feet were from Family Dollar flip-flops. And I thought I was being so clever and going to Family Dollar. I just wanted some little house shoes that I could wear for like maybe $3.
I wanted some little $3 with discount footwear.
And they're so fly. They had the really thick sole, you know, really thick sole, and then the clear little over thing. They weren't really flip flops. They were kind of, you know, just like little whatever you call
thongs.
These that I'm wearing. Not thongs. That's kind of like a flip flop, but. Anyway, but it was that little clear visor thing that went across the front that really...
And it tore you up, huh?
Hard.
It's a toxic band of dermatological...
I think so. It just tore the skin right off. It was just like out of V, you know, V from The Visitors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where they started taking off their skin and then they had just these red patches under their people's skin.
I'm still writing letters to NBC to bring that show back.
Oh, that would be awesome. That would be really, really nice.
But so to bring this all back to sex...
With
has this affected
visitors?
Your? I don't know. This is where you're supposed to jump in, DJ. Soccer mothers and
I've been offered foot worship before.
Really?
And it,
but no
that
longer.
Idea totally turns me off.
That's actually in all the fetishes out there, and of which there are many. Many I've probably never even heard of. I'm sure, but I can understand most of them. Like, okay, latex. I'm way behind that, right? Like leather. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Coprophilia.
Oh. Well, I can, you know, I can understand, say, the transgressive appeal of coprophilia or urophilia, whatever. But foot fetishism, it baffles me. Like, I don't see anything attractive about feet, and I can't even understand what people find attractive.
They say that there are certain nerve endings in the feet that trigger responses in other parts of the body, but I don't feel that, so I don't understand. Not a first-hand knowledge, no.
I feel I have two, I have three, I have multiple. The comments are just filling up in my own mind here. Mm-hmm. First, I have a personal life
but
experience.
But I have my hand raised, too, so you go first.
You have to – well, please.
Because I was just asked recently to MC the –
I thought you were offering me a hand job.
the last 5 minutes, that's another money topic. But
I'll say.
As we call in the business.
It is that thick.
Yeah?
Always.
Is it like
– Always leave him wanting more.
So I was just asked to MC the Mr. Pittsburgh Leather competition that will be held in November the Eagle.
Really?
So
that
I'll be MCing that.
That is a profound offer. I mean, profoundly –
I'm very excited about
what
that.
What we're looking for here.
They said that in the past years they've had as many as 18 contestants and as few as two. So regardless, I'm working toward getting the mama dancers up and running to have it like a big production number at the beginning of the show, like in the Oscars.
Solid mama dancers.
There are mama dancers?
There are Mophones dancers at one point.
What are Mophones?
Oh, the Mophones is my band.
Oh, okay.
We're actually going to be on WRCT in the month of July. We haven't confirmed a date.
Is that Fear and Whiskey?
Maybe.
Live show?
Maybe, yeah. But we're going to come in here and play.
Rock on.
And we had some dancers choreographed by Laura Hodge at Helios Arts in Southside. Mm-hmm. And we performed at Rosebud. It was very nice. So, yeah, but I was leather.
I think every great organization needs dancers.
Mm.
You know, just today I was saying, I don't think, I was just saying to you, Mr. Sexopolis, I don't think Sharon Malastrell can get any more talented. And yet, every day you get more talented.
Hey, it looks like we have a caller.
Excellent, excellent. Hello, caller. Thank you so much for calling the program. Do you have a question, comment, or concern?
Yes, I'm calling from the Zephyr Collective.
Yeah, indeed. This is some kind of
group hive mind. Some advanced
something like
new
that.
Form
actually,
of post-human
it's a
existence?
Question for the caller.
Well, please, by all means, proceed.
Okay. You mentioned that you're going to be emceeing the Mr. Pittsburgh Leather Competition.
Yes.
Yes, in November. Do you have an exact date for that yet, or?
No, I'm not sure yet, but I will post that on my website.
Okay.
So if you have internet access, you can check that out closer to the time. And also, they're going to advertise an out and different. They're gonna, it's going to be at the Eagle, so it'll be well advertised. But I'm not sure what the date is yet. But
and you realize all entrants will have to pass a casting coach test with Mama herself. So get that barrel ready, Zephyr Collective.
Okay.
The casting
actually,
barrel.
I do have one other question.
Yes?
Yeah, I need to make withdrawals from my 401k this year. do you know what I'd have to go through to do that, like penalty-wise?
You can go through my ass because she's very astute, no pun, at
wow.
Figuring out the 401k. The K stands for kitty, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so she
kitty
can
ass?
Kind of – yeah, mm-hmm. And so she can help you kind of scratch through that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
But don't eat the fudge she offers you.
Damn.
And those aren't grape nuts.
Casting barrel. I'm so excited about the casting barrel program. All the mofones, they're mama dancers and mofones dancers. I have to get in the casting barrel.
Yeah.
It's your turn. Thank you, caller. That was great.
Thank you. That's fantastic. Thank you so much for calling a caller. I think the reason for the 401k question is not only are you a world famous comedian and dramatic talent, but also I believe you are a certified accountant in all 50 states and Puerto Rico.
Yes.
Guam?
Correct. Not Guam yet. That's what I'm working toward for the new millennium.
But you're not you're a certified pubic accountant, not a public accountant.
It was
due to a tragic misspelling of the license.
It was a weird thing, yeah. And I went through the training for the public accountant. That word, and that didn't happen because I went through and then something happened and pubic.
Something? Could you be a little more vague?
There was this group of people and there's this green door and the green door opened and I didn't talk during the whole time and then this guy came out and he was wearing this makeup on his face. And there's
wow.
a movie. I don't know if you saw it or not.
No.
Behind the green.
Yeah. I thought that's where you were going with that, but I didn't realize you were in that.
Wow.
It's what really started my career.
two comments. First, I want to share with our listeners the idea that they could call in and affect the outcome of this program.
It's interactive radio. eradio.com.
By dialing the 10-digit Pittsburgh phone number 412-621-9728. See, people don't even have enough mental short-term memory to even remember 10 digits.
Mm-hmm.
412, that's 412. It's like Adam 12 or, you know, that emergency show with Randolph Mantooth.
Yeah, sure. I remember Adam 12.
But, 412-621
WRCT
9728.
So feel free, call in. Ask us financial, pubic, or sex-related questions.
So Nancy Marchant died.
Which is?
Carnegie Tech graduate.
Which is really sad.
She was 71.
Okay.
She played the mother on The Sopranos.
Never seen it. I'm not allowed to watch TV.
You're such an evil troll.
It interferes with my programming, according to DJ Mothers with SUVs.
So very sad about that.
Also,
as a mama myself, I was very sad about that.
She's famous for two things. She played Mrs. Pinchon in the groundbreaking dramatic series Lou Grant, starring Ed Asner.
Mm-hmm.
And she played Livia Soprano in the groundbreaking HBO series The Sopranos. Okay.
And then she played the pivotal role in the groundbreaking This Morning at her funeral.
Very clever.
Now,
very
Mama, that's capable. Just sick.
Well, but she's a Carnegie Tech graduate, and I thought it was relevant.
So she's fair game.
For sex talk tonight.
Multiple Emmy winner and nominee, if I understand correctly. Very talented person.
Of course, sure. And hot and sexy babe, I imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Not in the later years.
In the barrel.
As all Carnegie Tech graduates are, as we know.
Feet. I have this personal. You know, you're suppressing me. It's my show. I feel like if the topic of feet comes up, I should be able to share.
Yeah, you had four other points in the queue, didn't you?
Well, I don't. It's just that
feet.
I don't quite get the feet thing. And actually, the really embarrassing thing is that I've got this wart on one foot that I'm trying to get rid of, and so every night I perform surgery on my foot. And like
my ass might can help you with that.
Your asthma?
Ass. Mike could help you with that.
Oh.
Your ass, Mike? Is this some special sound
That's
technology?
That's the name of my other band, the Ass Mites.
Oh. It looks like we have another caller. It's a bonanza of callers tonight, thanks to Mama. Hello?
Go ahead.
Hello, caller?
I was wondering if you can tell me anything about combining sports, in particular sex and rock climbing.
Sports?
Sex and rock climbing?
Well, not spork, the combination
sports.
Of spoon and fork.
That's what I heard.
Well, I have a small amount of experience with combining sex and rock climbing. The good thing, the good news, rather, is you've already got the gear, right? You've got lots of ropes, interesting aluminum bits, spandex, tight clothing. That's a good thing.
Yes.
But the bad news is... I'm kind of blanking here on the bad news.
The bad news is... No, I'm sorry.
No, feel free.
I was gonna say,
after all, it was with you, so you would know.
Well, I was going to say, the key thing is, like, sometimes, you know, you're doing a difficult climb, and all of your limbs are committed, and then something slips, and then you have to wedge yourself into a rock crevice with your penis.
Yes, the legendary penis jam.
Oh, so it's like having an extra hand.
A difficult and painful move, but, you know, if you truly want to hit those 5-15s, you got to learn it. So the other good thing about sex and rock climbing is you already have a good terminology, like the hand jams and the cracks. And so forth.
Piton, that sounds sexual even if it's not.
Right. But yeah, the bad news is the danger, right? Like, you know, if you're in the move as a DJ, sexy moms and soccer SUVs were saying, like if you're in some difficult sexual move too, that can interfere with your climb.
So Mama, I believe, so you were a rock climbing instructor in the 70s.
Yes.
Were there ever...
But that was a Rock Hudson climbing instructor. Very different. Although equally sexy sport.
Mm. Were there ever any untoward encounters on the...
Was that time I went rock climbing with Bocephus?
Bocephus?
Wasn't
that
Hank Williams Jr.?
Emperor Hadrian's horse?
Close.
Satan's
Hank
17.
Williams Jr.
Why do you call him Bocephus?
His daddy called him that. Bocephus?
Okay.
I had no idea. This is country music terminology I did not know.
I was with him that day that he fell off the cliff and busted his face. I mean, they couldn't really pin it back to me, right, because I was on the other side of the mountain, right? But
according to...
Yeah, but it's I don't want to take any credit for Monday Night Football being as successful as it is, but if it weren't for me, then...
It wouldn't exist.
Yeah, pretty
fact,
much.
Yeah. There you go. There was actually, I did see a cool, if the caller is still there and hasn't
hung
up and left, I did see a cool calendar, actually, which was like naked women climbing rocks, which was pretty sexy. They're all good climbers, too, and like nothing's ripped quite the way a rock climbing woman is ripped.
Do you know where you saw that?
I'm in my friend's apartment.
Oh.
But I know, I think he ordered it online. I can't remember where now.
Just try all the websites in the world in order. I'm sure you'll find
right.
it.
You can try mamarama.net.
She sells lots of calendars, mostly
okay.
for herself. But
Thank you.
See, the thing is, when you say it, people don't realize it's spelled M-A-M-A-R-A-M-A. It's Mama, M-A-M-A, not the other Mama.
Like Mamarama.
I don't even want to say the other Mama. Look, if you cough again, I'm going to eject you from the studio. Do you understand that? That was one of our...
It might be a mercy thing at this point. I had such a good evening. What a lovely, lovely evening. Had a good
How does that relate to your
had a good
sore throat?
Had a good it's not a sore throat. It's just a swallow the wrong way. But I'm very relaxed right now.
Wow. That's innuendo-rific.
DJ Sexy Mom 2000 Porsche Lamborghini SUV.
Wow, the DJ names are mutating off of
that. Had a lovely pasta. Nice wine. Drank and drove over here.
All right.
Now I'm having some Diet Pepsi. Life is good. Yeah.
Sounds good. Hey, it's getting close to 11:30, Mama. You promised us some truck loving stories.
Oh, okay.
Do we have to wait till exactly 11:30?
Yeah, why don't we?
Okay.
Because in the meantime, I can tell my foot story.
Please.
Go ahead.
See, back to the feet. And your wart. Oh, by the way, liquid nitrogen. That's the solution to the wart.
Well, see, that's... Don't even get me started. See,
they have big doers of it sitting over in Ween Hall just...
That's what you would think, but those are empty. At least the one on the 8th floor is empty. I've been meaning to steal some.
It's Dewar is named after a 19th century physicist. Spelled like Dewar. It's big insulated containers.
Like the liquor.
Yeah.
The producer's giving me a meaningful look. What does it mean? No.
It means he has deep, unresolved feelings for you that make him feel all funny inside. Back to your feet.
It's just, so, I mean, so the medical problems to my feet aside, the one sort of sexual encounter. See, the thing is, a couple years ago, one of my good friends in college and I, got back in touch with me, and we had this kind of steamy email exchange. And, you know, for the longest time in college, it was one of these sort of like, you know, like I was in college and probably gay at some level, at most levels, but also sort of confused. Is this story making sense yet? And so,
okay.
So I was gay, but mostly sort of closeted, and I was making friends with all these other guys that were like mostly straight, but extremely affectionate.
Like so, a six pack away from being gay?
Yes, precisely. You know, that's what I love about you.
Did you pick them up like a six pack?
Mr. Sexy.
Ow.
God knows I tried. Well, so Mr. Sexopolis, I don't know if you know what this feels like or Mama, but I would get in these sort of achingly close relationships with these people where, you know, we loved each other and we, you know,
the massages.
There was the hot tubbing. There were massages that like. This guy would spend the night in my room sometimes. We would sit on the steps holding hands and talking. I mean, it's a lot of sort of all kinds of intimacy, sort of non-penile intimacy, if you will. But somehow we sort of drew the line at, like, you know, there was no kissing and there was no, like...
Fists up the dumper.
Well, no, but there was fisting, of course.
Okay, well, okay. You're not total freaks then, okay.
But the funny thing was that this was not – I mean, I can count, like, there were literally in my, like, senior year of college, I had relationships like this with three different guys.
Wow, who were all, quite the little platonic slut.
Yeah, exactly, who were all sort of normatively heterosexual, if I can misuse that term. If they were
– Nominally.
Nominally heterosexual.
But inside –
But there was this, I mean,
yearning for hot, beefy studs.
I don't know if it was their yearning or it was because, you know, it was that I was such a nice person and the friendship was so close. And there was just, you know, that human beings, I mean, we're like monkeys. We need
bananas.
We need bananas and we need affection. And when you're in college and you're like away from your family and you're alone.
You could use a million bananas at that point.
You could use a million bananas.
You could be a banana millionaire.
I'm sensing a segue here.
Go ahead. I don't want to interrupt.
What is this banana millionaire of which you speak, Mama?
Well, you could tune in to MamaRama.net on Sunday and find out because Monkey, my good friend Monkey.
So do you actually really have a real monkey?
Oh, yeah.
Because I love monkeys.
Oh, yeah.
Really love monkeys.
I really have a monkey. He was made for me, especially for me.
Oh, so it's not a real monkey.
It is a real monkey. I don't know how many times I can tell you that.
Cheap-ass robotic monkey.
It is not.
So I can only see three alternatives here. It's either made by a supernatural deity, like the Lord.
My
the
own
monkey
mother.
God, or it was made by aliens and out of genetic material that like, seeped away from space.
Like
and
socks.
Floated through the universe for...
Or from
billions of years.
Or it could have been some kind of mistake after a long night of drinking and anal probing.
That's the only, or a twisted experiment by a demented roboticist from the future.
Can I choose G, letter G? Did we get that?
That would be
letter?
God.
Yeah.
Sorry, wrong answer.
Monkey from God. Yeah. Well, we're going to play Who Wants to Be a Banana Millionaire on Sunday.
How long would it take a monkey to eat a million bananas?
Well...
Let's see, what do you think? Monkey can go through like 10 a day, maybe?
Maybe.
You're talking 100,000 days? That's a lot.
Well, he doesn't have to necessarily use them as food. He could, you know, let some ferment and have some nice banana liqueur later.
Well, I mean,
later and
if you gave a million bananas at once, he would not have any choice but to let some of them ferment.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, it's a monthly payout for
So you get to keep all the bananas in some escrow account and live off the interest. We see the way it works. Mm-hmm. Your evil banana
financial
mechanism.
Well, I'm going to live a lot longer than a monkey is going to live now, aren't I? I mean, let's just look at the...
Not if it's some evil alien robotic monkey. You never know how long those guys are going to live.
He's not. He's sweet. He's a sweet monkey.
Only when you're watching.
Well, it could be. But,
the moment your back is turned, bam, they turn on you.
He shows me what I need to see. You know, I've never seen an ugly side of monkey, so...
You clearly haven't seen his butt, then. Nothing's uglier than a monkey's butt, let me tell you.
His butt looks a lot like his mouth, actually. It does. No, it's just the nature of the beast. It just kind of happens like that.
Well, at that note, it's now 11:32, well past the time
but
we should have been here.
Interrupted. I interrupted you with your
more foot.
Bananas.
Oh, that's right. We never got to the.
You know, I'm a master storyteller that I am. I don't like being interrupted by you.
So, a respectful hush falls upon the studio.
The point is, in one of these, it was actually really confusing because in one of these cases, one of my my sort of favorite, I'll call it trend. You know, you must know this. When you make that transition from being sort of a clueless child to like a horny adolescent, your early crushes are the first time you fall in love. It's often sort of the most powerful and sort of sticks with you for life. Is that a common phenomenon with anybody? Like you always remember your first love. Do not shake your head. No, this is like completely. You always remember your first love.
Yes.
I mean, you always.
Not if your first love was sweet, sweet gin.
I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. Think about it every
Sorry,
night
we're,
and
we're,
day.
We're interrupting master storyteller DJ Soccer Mom.
I think what happened, our signal got crossed with KDKA, and they're playing a rerun of Fame tonight. So I think if you're hearing any crosstalk, it's because of that. It was an unrequited love, but I can easily say that this was the first person that I acknowledged myself that I was actually really in love with, and it lasted years and years and years. And literally 10 years later, you know, even though nothing ever happened, even though besides all this kind of like weird flirtation and kind of bizarre pseudo intimacy, I was, you know, kind of finally put him in the back of my mind and put the voodoo dolls away and so on.
Stop sending him beadwork and Polaroids.
And then he sort of resumed contact with me, and then we started this email exchange, and then he revealed that he'd been feeling attracted to me.
Wow.
And it just really shocked me because I'd spent all this time convincing myself that it wasn't really, it was all, you know, that it was, that I was manufacturing this kind of situation, and he didn't really feel the same way, and nothing was ever going to happen. And now suddenly things were different.
And when did this happen? When did he come out to you, as it were, about his feelings? Was this recently or was this?
Was in the last millennium.
So, wow, in the year 1000, you're saying.
this is in approximately 98.
And what does this have to do with feet?
Because I won't go into too many details of our sordid pseudo-sexual encounter, which was not completely satisfying either, but I will say that we were chatting on the couch, and his feet were sort of on my lap or on my chest, sort of in this weird kind of way, and I spontaneously started sucking on his toes.
Spontaneously? How did one spontaneously?
Well, they were there, and he was kind of poking them, I don't know.
Wow.
You know...
You're
I'm sure you've been in a situation where you're naked with someone sexually and, like, there's some body part pointing at you and you suck on it, right? I mean, there's no particular – I mean, I don't think there's any particular off-limits body part except for the frenulum. What's the frenulum?
The frenulum?
I think you're thinking of the uvula. The frenulum. You're right.
I think the frenulum is the piece of flesh that hangs down under your tongue that connects it to the bottom of your mouth.
In which case, it's totally off limits. Right? I think it could snap like a
frenulum. Because I once knew somebody who had a frenulum pierced, and I'm trying to remember where that was. Anyway, she had a lot of piercings.
One of our many listeners can look up frenulum on the internet or at mamarama.net.
Just go to frenulum.com.
Or e-frenulum.
Myfrenulum.com. Anyway, so you were sucking on his frenulum.
And so his toes, so there was his toe, and I started sucking on his toes, and like in the space between his toes, sort of like gently probing my tongue in between the toes. And he loved it. He was like unbelievably turned on this. He was like writhing on the couch. It was like an amazing jolt of pure sexual energy.
And at the time, how did you not like realize what was going on and just tear your clothes off and give him some of your hot monkey Harvard love?
Oh, we did.
Oh. I thought this was it.
No, this was in the, like, we've already acknowledged we were going to have sex with each other, maybe. I was going to say, all right, I'm sorry to distort that. I mean, it was clearly a sexually charged situation.
I thought this was some heteronormative activity in undergraduate days. I see.
I mean, I had a similar situation with David Johnson of Channel 11, where I was sucking on his toes, and he thought it was just part of the channel, the 11 o'clock newscast.
Oh, don't believe him. He pulls that on everybody.
Yeah.
So that was your foot story. Wow.
But the point is,
like, dug it.
The point is that, well, I don't quite get the foot thing, and in fact, I find my feet sort of embarrassing, especially because of this little wart.
Where is
problem.
The wart?
It's on the surface of my foot. The
liquid
under,
nitrogen.
The undersurface.
Which foot?
The foot attached to my body.
You only have one?
My left foot. You don't even understand. I've been through that. Like, you and your highfalutin internet have actually screwed me over with respect to this wart because.
Me?
Yes.
Not me.
I think it's Al Gore's highfalutin internet. Thank you very much.
Because I tried over-the-counter treatments. Not really working so well. I went to a doctor. I actually went to the fabulous. Maybe we can get these people to sponsor us. I went to the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, the dermatology clinic, and I'm like, get rid of this wart. They have a pulsed dye laser.
Cool.
And I was like, you've got the tech. I called all the dermatologists in Pittsburgh, finally, UPMC dermatology clinic. They have the pulsed dye laser, which I heard was fabulous because what it does is they zap your wart, and it's supposed to, because of the frequencies in the light or something.
Polarity of the negativity of the
precisely.
Gravitivity.
The cat ass. Hmm. Because of the cat ass.
Right, yes, I hear you.
What
yes.
happens is that the wart is it reacts more strongly to light than the surrounding tissue does, and so all the blood vessels in the wart explode and they burn up, and the surrounding tissue is relatively
unharmed.
So is unharmed.
This thing just...
Ow!
So it's very... just pop like a blood-filled tick on the griddle? As
I
we say in
nothing
Maine.
But a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy.
Hey, John Denver is along. Dead.
I saw the movie starring Chad Lowe.
Which movie
on, it was the John Denver story.
Really?
Oh.
Did they show him auguring into the Pacific?
Yeah, well, no, he was flying off into the distance over the Pacific.
Wild blue yonder. Oh, it looks like we have another caller. Hello, caller.
Yeah, hi. We are here.
We?
We.
Is this the royal we?
Yeah, the royal court.
Or are you speaking about the voices in your head?
No. Amongst people of physical origin, and we're quite disturbed at the hetero thing you got going on there.
Actually,
we heard Oz had sucked the toes of, who was it, Ricky Rick of AC/DC?
Who
like
has?
That. Yeah, and that was shocking enough, but God help us all. Here's somebody who has something to say.
We're defending the heterosexual of the world.
Wow, you know, I thought we were kind of having trouble making sense, but I'm having a. Did we lose the call?
We lost them.
Well,
was that English?
I think some of it was.
You know, I hope the callers call back or that other callers call in at 412-621-9728 because we welcome all callers. And that call itself had the potential to be extremely interesting, although.
Something about the hetero thing.
I mean, it was confusing because I was actually. I, a male. With a penis, was talking about sucking another man's toes, which I
with
don't
a
think.
Penis,
with a penis, he
well,
has a penis,
with
I have
your
a penis.
Mouth,
toes with a penis.
His penis ended up in my mouth. I mean, that's stretching that to call that heteronormativity.
To call
I
that
think,
heterosexual is really.
I mean, I think you know Jerry Falwell would
cream in his pants.
He would say that would be beyond the normal definition of heterosexuality. But oh, we have a call. Maybe it's them calling.
Maybe
back.
It's them calling back to explain themselves.
Actually, it's not. Sorry.
Could you pretend? Talk in a really high voice.
I don't think I can imitate those people. That was rather strange.
Okay, well.
That's right, but did you have your own question, comment, or concern, or perhaps a toe-sucking incident that you'd like to care?
Or would you like to schedule an appointment for the casting barrel?
No, thank you.
Oh.
I had a comment about warts, actually.
Oh, good.
Oh, right.
Nothing sexier than warts.
Well, actually, last year I had a case of them, and I went to the doctor, and...
Hang on. Are we talking normal warts on your foot or hand, or are we talking genital warts?
No. On my feet.
Oh. Could you lie and say they're genital warts?
Well, but the foot as an erogenous zone could be thought of as a genital area.
Right. Excellent.
But proceed.
Tell us about your...
They put me through this incredibly painful procedure. They injected local anesthetic around the site of the wart.
Mm-hmm.
And then using this electric pen, they burned away the flesh. They cauterized the
wart. Like with a soldering iron, huh?
Basically, yes. And I even smelled the smoke, although I didn't actually watch them doing it.
Does burning human flesh really smell like burning
butchers?
I don't know.
I had plastic surgery done on my mouth after I had an accident when I was a teenager, and that reconstruction around my mouth did smell like bacon.
Oh.
Bacon?
Yeah.
That's
which is pork.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. So anyway, caller. So they were torturing you with this soldering iron, crudely applied to your body.
So my point is, while they were doing this, I was thinking to myself, it's too bad I don't enjoy this sort of thing, because this would be the perfect way to get off.
If you enjoyed that kind of thing.
If I did.
But
I mean,
did it get rid of your warts, by the way?
Actually, yes, they did go away.
I hate to be Dr. Logismo here, but it's almost true of any statement. You know, if you enjoy X, X would be enjoyable, right? I mean, isn't that really what you're saying?
Yes, if you enjoy the NASDAQ going down.
Going down.
Yes, but it's not too uncommon, I understand, to enjoy pain.
True. Although even the most dedicated masochists that I've met, don't enjoy pain all the time, right? There are
pain qua pain.
Exactly. It's not so much the pain qua pain that they enjoy, but it's the appropriate application of pain in certain circumstances. Like, similarly, I love chocolate, but I wouldn't like a 5-ton block of it dropped on me.
I see.
But this is fascinating because I mean, there is sort of a subset of BDSM people who are into burning play and sort of cutting play, and you know, it's sort of a shame that you actually have to grow a colony of warts before you can take part in this. But
a colony of warts.
Do we have another caller? We have another caller.
Wow.
So I would like to give you the respect that you're due. Do you have any other questions or comments to share, or should we move on to the next caller?
That's all I wanted to share.
Oh, thanks for calling.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Bye.
So, hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Okay.
Do you have any questions, comments, or concerns?
Well, I just want to tell him, I'm completely disgusted by that homosexual thing. I don't – I'm a straight man.
Are you ready for the casting barrel?
What?
Are you ready to sign up for the casting barrel?
She's female, so it would be heterosexual.
No, but he's talking about sucking some guy's toe.
No, yes. But I am talking about the heterosexual casting barrel.
The captain girl. What the hell is the captain girl?
Well, you get inside the barrel.
Yeah. Everyone gets to get inside the barrel at some point.
Or wait, or are you in the barrel, Mama?
No.
Okay. So you're disgusted by this?
Yes.
Hmm.
I mean, so I have a question. It already happened, right? I mean, it's a fact of human history, much like, the
fall of Rome,
the Stalinist purges.
Listen, I'm not a hellfire person, okay? But I love women. I'm here with my woman and her pussy shame, and I'm going to lick it.
Okay. More power to you. Now, are you sure she's actually a woman?
Of course I know she's a woman.
Because I have certainly met men or women who are men.
Strictly to women.
You know, there's one way you can tell for sure is to spray her down with a kind of a garden sprayer, sprinkle Bonito flakes on her, and roll her in the kitty litter.
Sure.
Wow, see?
And that is why you're a homosexual. I could tell you. Speaking from the perspective of being on both sides of the casting barrel,
There
are no bonito flakes involved in the casting barrel. What are bonito flakes?
More's the pity.
Fish.
I saw this at the
Japanese
gorgeous
often sprinkled onto hot rice. Really good.
I don't want to shamelessly beg for sponsorship every week, but at the gorgeous Riverfront Giant Eagle, which is down by the riverfront, which is that new fabulous little complex across the
river.
Across the river. This is in Homestead. They've developed the sort of riverfront area, and it's fabulous. So anyway, the fabulous, gorgeous, life-altering Giant Eagle, they have an international aisle with a bunch of freaky international crap. And, normally I, like every good American, the waterfront, not riverfront, waterfront, why?
It's the gayness.
I must have been thinking of the tragic death of River Phoenix. But
see, yes.
The waterfront, I hope I didn't ruin our sponsorship. I mean...
No, if anything, you've given them more of an impetus to sponsor, right, so we'll get the name correct.
What I would like
this is what happens if you don't send us money. We will mispronounce.
No, please. What I would like is an Advantage card that's programmed to give me discounts on all items that can be used as sex toys at Giant Eagle. Can that be done?
Sure.
If Mr. Eagle is out there listening, Mr. Giant Eagle,
I know where he lives.
Hey, speaking of sex toys, actually, we have some viewer mail, one of which deals with
really
sex toys, if you'd like to get into that.
Well, I would like to – well, what I'd really like is to call my friend up and see if he wants his toes sucked some more. But
well, we could do that, producer.
But actually, you know, it's true. We don't actually read our voluminous viewer mail every week, and I think we're doing our viewers a disservice. So please, why don't you pop open the – log into AOL.
Yes.
Or whatever.
What's the keyword?
Sex.
Toe suck.
Heteronormative.
I would love to see a commercial that says, you know, CNN.com, AOL keyword, heteronormative.
Bonito.
So here's a letter we just received, actually, recently. We can address it to Mama, since she's our resident sexpert today.
That's
so, dear sex gurus, I'm a straight white chick just recently transplanted to Pittsburgh from Sacramento. Being lonely and in need of lovin', my question to you is simple. Where in this town can a girl get some good sex toys in a clean, well-lit space? I've been to Condemnation downtown, but the rubber vaginas and little anal Annie videotapes drove thoughts of sex, not to mention my lunch, right out of me. Can you help me? Signed, Buzzless in Pittsburgh.
Find a friend who has a car, or take the 61C out to Homestead to the Outer Skin.
The outer skin.
It's not in Homestead, technically. I think it's Mifflin. There are like two or three different little boroughs right next to each other, but it's on East 8th Avenue. Go across High-Level Bridge. Go left. Maybe five blocks.
So this is near, in fact, the waterfront Giant Eagle.
It is. It's the opposite way.
And...
Yes.
Vibrators.
But it's called The Outer Skin. Mm-hmm. They have all – it's a huge store full of toys and garments and whatever you want. That's where you go, Miss Sacramento.
Have you ever gone to the massive Sexomart up on McKnight Boulevard, whatever it's called, the big neon
– McKnight Boulevard. You mean McKnight Road?
McKnight Road, whatever, right here.
That says Adult Mart.
Pitiful Earth.
That big
naming is.
It says Adult Mart.
Yeah.
I have been there.
How is it? I've driven by it, and it seems well lit.
Unfortunately, I went at the time it was about to close. It was about to close in 5 minutes. So
when does it
we
close?
Just.
They close early, shockingly.
Maybe like 11, something like that. 10:30. I don't know. We had just gone out to dinner at Bravo there, and on the way back, let's stop at Adult Mart, right? And so we went in, and they were ready to kick us out. So
is it mostly video stuff, or do they have toys?
They have cigarettes.
I guess that's a sex toy.
Yeah.
As long as you're over 16.
They had we were mostly just browsing for something eye-catching because, you know, that's so repetitive, the
what
things that are in
eye?
There. The thing that
mama.
Caught our eyes were their little very well-written magazines, and it was I don't know. I gave them away. I forgot. We looked at them, and we had a good laugh. Because then we gave them away. I don't know.
So you're being sarcastic. They were not actually well-written.
No. They're really horrible.
But this place really is positioning itself as a clean, well-lighted place for sex toys, if you will. I mean, it's clean.
It was
well-lit.
We just didn't have much time to stick around.
Although the idea, the thing is, like, the reason for adult stores like that is that when it's 4 in the morning, after you've been out drinking and you've been totally rejected by, like, the kind of
the hotties.
Right, the Fox Chapel hottie that you've been hitting on all night. You're horny. It's 4 in the morning. Like I said, all the infomercials are over. That's when you need to go to the sex stores, and that's why they need to be open 24 hours. This idea of closing at 11 p.m. or midnight is patently absurd. I wonder if they'd make some kind of deal with the city, with the borough fathers in
probably.
Order to be.
You know, I've heard of the famously clean, well-lit, and friendly places like Good Vibrations in San Francisco and Toys in Babeland in New York City. Mm-hmm. And it seems like there's a market gap here in Pittsburgh, unless this place, The Outer Skin, fulfills that.
It could. I don't know what what their guidelines are. I don't know what their hours of operation
the
are,
outer skin. If I say the outer skin 10 times during the show, the
they
outer
could be
skin.
An advertiser. They
you
could
think
be
the
your
outer
sponsor.
Skin would send us something? Perhaps some Astro Guide? Some Benoit
It'd be
balls.
Worth a trip out there.
To the outer skin.
Yeah, why not?
In Homestead, the outer skin. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Where was this outer skin? The store you speak of?
I think this store, the outer skin, is in Homestead, near the Life Alton
I don't think it's
there.
Actually in Homestead. I say Homestead to mean any strip of East 8th Avenue that goes maybe out to Kennywood. But okay. There's actually yeah. different boroughs in between.
The key thing, the key difference is that to get to Giant Eagle, you have to... Don't even get me started.
Giant Eagle's not sexy. It's not really appropriate, is it?
It's not really the same place as Giant Eagle, is my point, because you turn off the bridge early in order to get to Giant Eagle. Here, you take a left after you've crossed the bridge.
But the little sex shops here in Pittsburgh have weird rules. I went into one evening, maybe it was a Saturday night, and I was with Bruce LaBruce to do a little name dropping, and my friend Todd, and we went into this one place, and I had on this beautiful, divine leopard print muumuu, you know, long sleeves, floor length, and I was not allowed to go into the video booths with the rest of them. Because
you might reveal the midget living beneath your legs.
And the midget was, you know, very nice and clean and everything.
Most midgets are.
We just didn't want to have to pay, you know.
It's the dwarfs you got to watch out for.
Mm. Big heads, little bodies. Eh.
Got
a call.
We've got a call.
Hello.
From an angry midget.
No, not from an angry midget.
An angry dwarf.
I have valuable information.
Excellent.
Yes.
Spill.
Apparently, the Outer Skin has a website.
Wow. Wow. What is it?
www.theouterskin.com. No hyphens or anything. Dot B-A web.
Dot E-A web?
B-A, Bell Atlantic, W-E-V.
Okay.
Dot B-O-M / T-H-E-O-U-T-E-R-S-K-I-N, Arabic 3, dot H-T-M.
Or you could just
That's
drive
the
to Homestead.
Most convoluted
and
website
yes,
ever.
Yes, the address is 416 East Avenue in Munhall, PA.
Munhall.
In that, Pittsburgh, between right. Sandcastle and Kennywood.
See, that's why I was thinking of Randolph Mantooth earlier. Mantooth, mm-hmm. Munhall, Emergency, the series.
And when you go to the Outer Skin, you'll notice on East 8th Avenue mural banners along the side of the road.
Of sex
and,
toys?
No, of historic,
of paint,
historic Homestead. No. This was a project that I worked on when I first moved to Pittsburgh. Artist Bob Qualters got a commission That's all right. Got a commission to do this work, and I was his studio assistant.
Wow.
And every now and then I'd come in to work and find little nudie pictures of me that he had drawn in his little spare time.
Oh, that's
creepy and sweet, I guess.
Yeah, it was nice.
It's better than finding heads of dogs in your bed or something.
We never discussed it. It was just kind of funny, like next to my phone number, little, you know,
wow,
little doodle.
Awesome. I wonder if the sort of pillars of computer science draw doodles, like if Donald Knuth draws doodles of me in Naked. His, like, you know, Art of Computer Programming.
So is that Mr. Toe-Sucking, Donald Knuth?
I've always had an interest in Professor Knuth from Stanford, but no, that wasn't...
was it RMS, perhaps? Richard M. Stall.
But I actually feel bad that we didn't actually get to complete our transaction, like my interaction with my college friend, which did not fully complete with ejaculation. I feel like the last caller was given short shrift because... We didn't get to his question.
I think he called to say he had valuable information.
Well, do you remember what it was?
It was the
outer website
skin
the outer
web.
Skin.
It was some web.
It was I got down the outer skin dot ba web dot something slash
web.
Yeah, Bell Atlantic like slash something the outer skin Arabic 3- parentheses. It gets boring at that point. Needless to say, it's not. This is no sex.com type of namespace we're talking about. So I guess I'll just have to resort to Google.
What they need at the Outer Skin in Munhall is they need top computer scientists like ourselves to set them up with a website with
right.
something catchy.
Five nines of reliability and catchy,
exactly.
catchy name like
Yahoo.
Efrenium.com, mybenoitballs.com. So we've got one last letter here. This one is actually... Especially, perhaps an especially fruitful topic of conversation.
Fruit.
Well, actually, sex.guys and gal, where's your favorite place to have sex outdoors in Pittsburgh?
Interesting.
Signed, amateur photographer. No, not really. But that's an interesting question.
The Fruit Loop.
The daycare center.
Out of doors.
I'll let you handle this question because I don't even have sex anymore, and I'm too old even. You know, my sex drive is gone.
Really?
I need to start taking one of these antidepressants that gives you a sex drive. Are there any of them? That instead
I don't
of
think so. You could try Yohimbe. Like, that's a legendary.
Have you tried rock climbing?
Well, I after my last rock climbing incident, I had I had penile swelling for like 6 months because of the cram. What's it called?
The
penis
cram. Bocephus. And the other thing is you don't want to start getting calluses on the old block and tackle.
The old John Taylor
Thomas. So anyway, Mama, outdoor sex.
Outdoors.
And you, where?
I don't think it's happened.
Wow.
I'm a little shocked.
I have made out on Flagstaff Hill, but there was no.
Actually,
there was no genital contact of any sort, thankfully.
Counting your feet, even.
This is so tricky. I've had more outdoor sex than either of you, and I've had almost. So I had sex once in the woods.
Where?
Of Schenley Park.
Really?
In the Fruit Loop.
I don't even know where the Fruit Loop is,
mind you.
Exactly.
See, the thing is, we draw a line on the show.
We don't.
You?
Yeah. Fruit Loop is a magical place.
It was a magical place in Schenley Park, and if you don't know where it is, you probably don't need to know where it is.
Yeah. Why are there any places in Pittsburgh where you can get random heterosexual sex? Why do the gay men have the monopoly on this?
Well, let's go take care of that tonight.
The casting barrel. Yeah.
We're gonna go take care of that tonight.
And cruising for straight sex, huh?
Yeah. Why not?
Is there a bathroom you can go to for that?
I mean, can't you essentially get that at Chauncey's, right? I mean, isn't that what those places are for?
True. Yeah.
Donald's. Never been there.
Really?
Whiskey Dicks, never been there.
So I have to communicate psychically with our producer. Is that a hard 1 minute, or is there a show on after us? Yes.
Yeah, our producer has a hard 1 minute. Similar to poor Bob.
I've got to get home to my ass, too.
Well, the time is just flown by. We only have 1 minute left, and I'm going
to
ask you this question.
35 seconds.
This question that I ask all our guests at the end of every show. If you were given the choice between having another vagina attached to your body somewhere or 10,000 penises that made you into like a giant sea anemone-style creature, which would you choose?
I've never had a penis.
They're fun, let me tell you.
Yeah, right. But I don't know if I want another vagina. I would maybe want another clitoris. Would be a better option. Could I go for
where?
Letter C? I would have to pick where.
That's what I like. Would
it just be
it?
Good that I would have one more?
You're always thinking outside the box or outside the barrel in this case, and I really admire that. So, I'm sorry.
I mean, it would be awkward if it were, say, like...
Well, because the vagina,
your stomach lining,
it's just, you know, a hole is a hole is a hole.
Where would
right?
you Where would you put that?
That extra
supernumerary clitoris.
I would put it in my special private box.
In my swimsuit area. So on that note,
show me
it would
on
be
the
very
doll,
special
Mama,
box, wouldn't it?
Where you would put your extra clitoris.
Mama, thank you for coming on the show. It looks like we're out of time. This is.
We always run out of time right when I start waking up.
Well, you know.
Why don't we start the show an hour early next time?
Next time I'll bring coffee.
That'd be nice.
We can get you hopped up on goofballs.
It's time to stop talking. This is WRCT Pittsburgh. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week, same time.